And it is a song about a king in India, a long time ago, who renounced everything and gave up his palace and wives and pomp and splendor. And he became an ascetic, and I think he was one of the perfect master, I believe. I'm not sure, Erich would know. But the interesting thing is that his life was a substance of a play that Baba had the mad ones do. You remember the mad ones from Rahori, the mad and the masts and the mad, when they were in Mehrabad, and Baba had the men around the mad and the masts coach them to give a play, and Gopi Chand was the play selected for that, Gopi Chand the Raja. And it says here that when he was king, when he was prince, and he had every luxury, every comfort, every pleasure of life. And in those days, you had hundreds of wives, whether just a name or, but it was a state. It was the more number of wives, the greater the prince. And he had beauty, and he had everything material. There was nothing lacking. And when he used to be bathed, it used to be. So many used to bathe him. So much water would be poured, and he would be bathed with milk and rose water, and all that real palatial pomp of the old ages. And so one day in the song, one line says, one day when the king, when the prince was sitting out on the swing, that those beautiful swings, big ones in those days. And while he was sitting there, just idly, he felt water, a drop of water, a few drops of water fall on him. And he said, he looks up and says, there is no rain, there is no clouds, no rain. Where has this water come from? So he looks up and finds that his mother is sitting in one of the rooms above. In those palaces, there used to be like balcony. She was leaning out and she was crying. And it was her tears that dropped on Prince Gopichand. Gopichand Raja, King Gopichand, felt those drops on his shoulder. And when he looked up, he found it was his mother crying. And he was amazed, because here in the palace, everything was joy and happiness, and nothing was lacking. And what could his mother be crying for? So he goes up to her and wants to find out the reason for her sorrow. And she, being spiritually minded, in spite of it all, says that here she sees that her son is given everything but the real thing. All this that is given to her son is everything that will pass away. That is not good enough for her son. But that he hasn't got what is lasting, what is never perishable, what will always be his. And then that is his first awakening, as it were. He finds more, then he renounces everything, leaves. It must have broken the mother's heart to see that. But she knew that that was for his real good. And so he leaves home and palace and everything, and just becomes a sannyasi, a mendicant. And when he has to beg for his food, you see, you must not cook your own food or make it. You have to beg for it. That's like the dervish or the mendicant or the sannyasi. So the story goes that he also comes back to his own palace to beg for food. And he holds out his bowl, and his queens, they give him the food, even with the tears streaming down their cheeks. But they would give him the alms. He would just eat the food that was baked. And But that even that tune and that story somehow has always touched and haunted me, so that and when Baba had his masks and mad play, that play, it has somehow made me happy. So it's that Gopi Chandraja. बरसात नहीं है पानी नहीं है पानी किधर से आया रे पानी किधर से आया रे गोपी चंद्र राजा नानक बैठा भूरा भूरा पानी डाला रे
Yeah.
तेरो दास प्रभु, मैं तो तेरो दास प्रभु, मुझको भूला यो कैसे, मैं तो तेरो दास प्रभु, मैं तो तेरो दास प्रभु, मुझको भूला यो कैसे, दीननाथ दीन बंधु, दीननाथ दीन बंधु, नाम धरा यो कैसे, तो तेरो दास प्रभु, मुझको भूला यो कैसे, दीननाथ दीन बंधु, दीननाथ दीन बंधु, नाम धरा यो कैसे, प्रभु मुझको भूला यो कैसे, मैं तो तेरो दास प्रभु, मैं तो तेरो दास प्रभु, मुझको भूला यो कैसे, दीननाथ दीन बंधु, दीननाथ दीन बंधु, नाम धरा यो कैसे, मैं तो तेरो दास प्रभु,
thank you. सीढ़ी पे मालन बैठ